Hey, how's it going, guys? Welcome to practice spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. Okay, today we're going to talk about love. 今天我们要谈论的话题是 love, 爱情。在今天的对话当中，你会听到这样几句话。I didn't know you had split up.She stood me up. I knew if I spoke to her, I'd just blow up at her. You're such a good catch. 第一句话 I didn't know you had split up. 我不知道你们已经分手了。这里 split up 表示分手。分手还可以说Break up, break up. I didn't know you had broken up. 或者是 I didn't know you had split up. 都是表示我不知道你们已经分手了。第二句 She stood me up. 她放了我鸽子。这里 stand somebody up 表示放某人鸽子。比如说You stood me up last time. 你上次放了我鸽子。You stood me up last time. 第三句。I knew if I spoke to her, I'd just blow up at her. 我知道，如果我对她说话，我会向她发火。这里 blow up at somebody 表示冲某人发火。比如说 I'm sorry, I blew up at you yesterday. 我很抱歉，昨天向你发火了。I'm sorry, I blew up at you yesterday. 最后一句 You're such a good catch. 你是一个抢手货。这里 a good catch 用来形容男女交往中的金龟婿。比如说 Mary's boyfriend is a good catch 玛丽的男朋友条件很好 OK, now let's listen to the dialogue How is everything going with your girlfriend? Didn't I tell you? It's over Oh, I'm sorry to hear that I didn't know you had split up What happened?It was a few things. The first thing happened was that we were supposed to go out for a romantic dinner for our 1 year anniversary. But she stood me up.
Really?
Did she tell you why she didn't show up?
No. But I ended up finding out later that night when I saw her with another man at a club near my home.
What was she thinking?
Did you confront her about it when you saw her?
I wanted to, but I knew if I spoke to her, I'd just blow up at her. So I decided to just go home. I called her later that night, but she didn't answer the phone.
I can't believe she would do that to you. It's so dishonest and rude.
I know.I still haven't heard from her.
I bet you she regrets what she's done. You're such a good catch. She really lost out, didn't she?
I guess so. It's always nice to have some closure. But I don't think you'll have a problem finding another girlfriend. There are plenty of fish in the sea.
Okay, that's pretty much for today.如果您想参与本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分，欢迎您关注我们的微信公众号“英语主播 Emily”。在公众号里回复“节目”两个字就可以加入，或者你也可以关注我们的抖音号“英语主播 Emily”， 获取更多英语内容。I'm Emily, I'll see you next time. Bye bye.